Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Good evening and welcome aboard another edition Sports Overnight America across the country and around the globe here on iHeart. Tune in Simple Radio, our affiliates across the country and around the globe as we talk the world of sports. iHeart Radio tuned in, all sorts of archived shows and the lot at iHeart and TuneIn Radio and TuneIn Pro. Marty Trill along the way, Dominic Jimenez as well. We will put a cap on most of week two of the NFL. We got a double dip of Monday Night Football tonight, so we can't drop the curtain in its entirety, but that's where we will go. And then, look at quarterbacks are just absolutely dropping like proverbial flies. You got Purdy out, Burrow out probably for the season if he has to undergo turf toe surgery. I didn't realize this. I kind of did. There's degrees of turf toe, if you will. And if you've got ligament damage, you know, it's surgical and you're not coming back anytime too soon. Now we got Jaden Daniels day to day with he got hit in the knee with a helmet in the Washington Green Bay game. That on Thursday night, J.J. McCarthy is out. So we're going to see another rendition and Carson Wentz. You got Justin Fields probably on the shelf as the Jets will go south to Tampa. And so that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and who knows? Again, there's two games tonight. I mean, the quarterback's unbelievable. And this isn't even to speak. I mean, the Commanders got wiped out. Why is the defender, Eckler, the running back? I mean, they just absolutely got beat. And then they got beaten down is what happened there. So we will go back and take a rerun through week two and then sneak a peek, a pretty prolonged peek at week three of the NFL. We'll do some college stuff. A lot of the college stuff tomorrow night, though, with Mike Griffith. So we look forward to that. But we'll start it off with Beyond the Scoreboard, the ultimate sports events presentation. Don Costante is the author and pretty decent book. It really is. So if you got pet peeves about how sports kind of mixes with a rock concert environment and such, we'll talk about that. Coming up here on Sports Overnight America. Don't go away.
Fellow Americans, let the message ring out that from this day forward, when you buy American, you buy the best. Handcrafted. Something premium. Something pure. For this is the very essence of what our servicemen and women gave their lives to protect, and by God, we shall not allow their sacrifice to be forgotten. It's time to show the world just how great American can be. And we will not wait for tomorrow to come. We will stand here. This moment together, and we will start today. Don't ever forget how great it is to be American. America we need right now. American. Premium vodka. Celebrate responsibly.
Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Hello, Americans. It's Uncle Sam here. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS or state, don't worry. I've got important news that may help you negotiate a lower tax bill. In today's economy, the IRS has released a variety of new rules and is offering more flexible terms to help Americans looking to settle their IRS debt. If you apply today, we may be able to lift your wage garnishments and release a freeze on your bank assets or business. Our team of tax professionals can resolve your case and stop collection actions against you. Even if you've been audited or haven't filed a return in years, they can help. Call right now and find out if you qualify to settle your IRS debt for far less than what you owe. Pick up your phone right now and call us for a free $500 IRS tax review. Don't wait. Here's the number.
Call right now. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. 800-943-9215. Again, for the last time, that's 800-943-9215.
Talking the world of sports here on Sports Byline and Sports Overnight America. We will recap the NFL. We'll do the college football stuff. Arch Manning is getting a lot of heat in Texas. Man, oh, man. You know, listen, if you play UTEP, you know, they're not happy if you win. You got to win big. You got to hang 50 or 60, right? And if you're, you know, next week, Sam Houston, and then a bye week, and then you got to go down to Florida where the Gators are limping right now as they got beat by LSU. So we'll recap most of the football college-wise tomorrow. We'll dip into it, but we'll recap the NFL. But let's get to Beyond the Scoreboard author, the ultimate guide to sports event presentation. This is right in my wheelhouse. His name is Don Costanti, and SBJ Publishing, the book is out. Don, welcome to the program, Sports Overnight America, across the country and around the globe on American Forces Radio. Don, how does tonight find you? How are you, sir?
Artie, thanks for having me. This is great. Thank you.
Well, I appreciate it. You know, this is one of my bailiwick, and I'm going to have some fun with you on this, too. So here's where I want to start. Because this is a complete A to Z guide for sports event presentation. I mean, it really is. I think it's wonderful. And here's the one thing I can guarantee you about your great book, and that is it is going to have a long, long shelf life, because you could read it, but then you've got to go back. It really is a hybrid. It's interesting reading, but it's really a guide. It really and truly is. Outstanding job. Congratulations. But here's my thing, okay? And I'm an older guy, so I'll preface it, you know, and tell you that. But are the best things away from the game at sporting events the ones that kind of are born out of just being organic? Lambeau Leap, Fenway Park, Sweet Caroline, New York, New York Yankees, Harry Carey, take me out to the ball game. The PA announcers for a year at the Boston Garden with the full lunged three when they hit a three. In-game NBA music, Madison Square Garden quickly comes to mind, John Condon. Convoluted question, organic or do we have to go to a script? Let me hear. What's the best? Let me hear you.
No, you know what? What you're talking about is amazing. You know, when you have organic, that works obviously incredible because it comes across from the people there that are part of the game day. But you'd probably be surprised how many maybe of those organic things came about because they were actually structured or actually planted with a seed that eventually ended up growing. But I think there's a combination, Marty, to be honest with you. I think that obviously when you have an organization that has some really good traditions or some organic kind of fan engagement, you want to have that, but you need to also provide around that some other special moments, other entertainment resources. You can't just rely just on that, right? You can't just go to the game and it's just hearing three or whatever. You need to build around it. So I to answer your question, I think you need a little bit of both.
It's interesting. Don Castanti, The Ultimate Guide to Sports Event Presentation, Beyond the Scoreboard, really a nice book. And college kids, and if you're out there and you're in that line of work, man, this is really top-shelf material. Actually, put it on the bottom shelf so you don't have to stand on a chair to get it. How about that? All right, here's where I want to go with you next. So, the cynics out there, and I'm not one of them, but I hear their argument, and they say, well, wait a second. I go to see a hockey game. I go to see a basketball game. Hey, I went to a, you know, I went to a rock concert and a boxing match, you know, broke out, or a baseball game broke out. You know, I'm being a little bit over the top here, but my question is there a delicate balance between too much ice cream before dinner, having too much ancillary entertainment taking away from the main product? How do you facilitate that? What's your opinion on that, Don?
No, I totally agree. I think it all starts with communication. I think when you talk about having somebody in an organization that's responsible for creating the experience, it starts with finding out the ownership side in terms of philosophy and what they're looking to incorporate. Some are more traditionalist. They want just the game itself, and others are all about the entertainment. But then you also have to talk on the team side and find out from the GMs or the coaching staff in terms of what they're looking for. And I think that's, you know, they're trying to accomplish certain things without distractions with their team. So you definitely want to stay within the lines and satisfy both. But you definitely can do too much. You can go to a point where people are sitting there going, good God, I'm hearing this again. How often are they doing that? I think there is a fine line. But, one of the things that I like to do is push the envelope. I know when I went to Kansas City, I brought in an NBA-infused mindset, and they hadn't seen anything like it. But I know that they were built with a fan base of very traditional mindset individuals there. And so I wanted to push it. I did, because there's a lot of significant others, boyfriends, girlfriends, moms, dads, all that coming to the game who might not be there for the game themselves or for the game itself, but they're there to be entertained. So I think there's pushing the envelope. Yes, you don't want to go too far where it's intruding on the game itself for those people who might be traditionalists, but you have to entertain.
Yeah, you know what's funny? It's interesting, and I look at your bio, and you're at the University of Kansas. So that crowd, Rock Chalk Jayhawk, I mean, that is. I think it's organic, but maybe if we went back to its birthday, maybe that too was orchestrated. The Duke Crazies inside Cameron Indoor shaking their keys. I mean, there's all these little things. So yeah. Tell me about Kansas and Rock Chalk Jayhawk.
Yeah, you know, I was very fortunate to come in and work with Coach Self and the group there for 3 years in terms of working on their Late Night in the Fog event. And it wasn't so much that they didn't have the energy. They have tremendous energy. It was just more, how can we bring more engagement? And so we had a lot of fun coming in there, bringing in hosts and DJs and new approach to how we engage with the fans in terms of, like, contest and using the music and the prompts and the different things of that nature. But they have such a strong fan base. And yep. You're right, the student body, just so good at what they do in terms of being loud and being all about their team. So it made it easy for us to really work with them.
All right, we're talking to Don Castanti and Beyond the Scoreboard, The Ultimate Guide to Sports Event Presentation. All right, we know baseball players have their walk-up music. I think the organizations work with the players to coordinate that. That's always interesting to me. What are some of the things? I mean, national anthem is a big part of the entertainment. It doesn't have to be the Super Bowl. I mean, you got the guy in Chicago who's unbelievable. The guy in Boston is got an incredible voice. I mean, you know, and Carl Lewis, even when they blow it, that's entertainment. I hate to pick on Carl Lewis, yeah. But if they forget the lyrics, my God, they forget the words. That's part of entertainment. It really is. Am I going too cuckoo here, Don? Let me hear.
No, you're right on. I mean, you know, it's funny when we're doing contests and people start booing. I remember having an executive say to me, we can't run that promotion anymore because the fans hate it. They're booing it. It was like Sing for Your Supper. They didn't like how the person was singing it. But I said, they're reacting. That's all part of the contest. They're booing, and that level of boo is just kind of supporting what we're doing. They're engaged with it. And I think the same thing with entertainment. You talked about it, Marty. You have a bad singer. Yes, I mean, it might be bad. You're not trying to have a bad singer. I mean, you go into it with the mindset you're finding the best talent you could possibly put in that role. You typically can get away with kids not maybe being as good because they're kids, but you try to have good entertainment. But, you know, when you're putting together a game plan, you're putting together entertainment, you're looking at all the pieces, and that's, you know, the music that you're playing, the entertainment that you're bringing in, the halftimes that you're working with. It all has to meet a certain level of what you're trying to accomplish when you come back to your overall philosophy. And again, we talked about that when you're talking about with your ownership group or with your business or your team side.
They have monetized the ancillary entertainment like you can't believe. You can't believe it. It's so orchestrated. It is so, if it's a 7:40 tip, they know when the national anthem's going out there. They know when the color guard's coming out. They know at halftime if they're going to get the dancing grandmothers on center court. It's amazing how much work goes into this, Don. Seriously. I mean, to me, it sounds like it's just unbelievable amount of work.
Oh, it is. It starts months in advance. And I, you know, that's what's really good about this book, Marty, is it really, for the fans out there, you know, who have ever wondered what goes on game day, because most have no idea. This is pulling the curtain back. I'm giving them all of what is taking place over 30 years, all the strategies, the tactics, and everything. And a lot does go on, Marty. You're talking about orchestrating a large amount of people, entertainment, you're putting together the document that is communicating minute, actually second by second, what's happening. You said it right there, but you know, where the anthem starts at a certain time, the color guard, the starting lineup start, you know, have all the timing, transition, execution of the lighting and the music and the entertainment and the crowd, and it all has to come together. It has to be orchestrated in a very cohesive manner, maximizing all the resources available from that organization. There's a lot to it, a lot more than I think people realize.
All right, real quick, we only got about 40 seconds left. Do they throw in dyed water? Do they put dye in the water at Augusta National to make it look more blue? Come on, tell me the truth.
Come on, tell me. That sounds good to me, Mark.
Listen, can we do this again? We can never do justice to 14-minute interviews. I want to book you again soon. This is a fascinating topic. Good job out of you, Don.
Well, I appreciate it. Thanks, Marty.
Good luck with the book. It is Beyond the Scoreboard, the ultimate sports event presentation guy, Don Costanti, like Louis Tiante, coming back here on Sports Overnight America, here on Sports Byline.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
Keep listening for details on how to get up to $300 airline credit. Sky Holidays introduces a one-of-a-kind air credit program. Our buying team got a little too aggressive in getting hotel and air deals, so now we have to liquidate our prices. Here's how. Whether you want to go to Paris, Las Vegas, London, Atlanta, Hawaii, or anywhere else in the world, we have amazing deals. Book a selected hotel and we'll give you up to $300 airline credit. Now you can book your vacation and get a free credit to use towards airline travel. We'll book both airline and hotel with one simple phone call. We have access to most airlines and deals on thousands and thousands of places to stay. Call right now, book your hotel rooms, claim your airline credit. You can change or modify it at any time. 800-256-4816. 800-256-4816. That's 800-256-4816.
Hey, vacation lovers. It's finally time to use all those random facts you learned on TikTok for something that actually matters. It's the Radio Trivia Challenge from thevacationbuddies.com. All right, here's how it works. Be one of the first 10 callers right now, and you'll score a complimentary 3-day, 2-night getaway from the Vacation Buddies. You'll stay at none other than Westgate Resorts, in your choice of Vegas, Orlando, Myrtle Beach, or Branson. You ready? According to Travel Stats, which of these three cities is the most visited vacation destination in the U.S.? A, Las Vegas, B, Orlando, C, New York City. First 10 callers get the trip. So stop scrolling and start dialing. And let's see if TikTok actually taught you anything.
Be one of the first 10 callers. Call Vacation Buddies right now. 800-340-1834. 800-340-1834. 800-340-1834. That's 800-340-1834.
You know, I was thinking here, that's always dangerous when I'm thinking. When you think about it, some of the most memorable national anthems were Hack Tops. Roseanne Barr, 1990, folks. I'll never forget where I was. I was at a seafood restaurant looking up at a TV. This was long before plasma TVs or flat screens or whatever. But, I mean, Roseanne Barr goes out there and belts out the national anthem. And what was it? Cincinnati and Oakland, the A's. And screeching voice, grabbing her crotch. I mean, and then what did she do? Spit it? I mean, it was just despicable. It was like, wow. And can you imagine? That was 1990. Can you imagine what X, nay Twitter, would have been like? Do you understand what social media would have done? It's crazy. And Carl Lewis, he forgot the lyrics. It happens. But I'm telling you, that's what people, it's not what they want. But when it happens, I've been there. I mean, you got, and then do you remember the time the young girl was singing the national anthem? I don't know who it was, but came over and the gal looked like she was just going to lose it. I mean, literally break down and cry and run into the tunnel. And whomever came over and helped her finish it. It was great. It was touching. But, you know, I do have, you know, I'm not going to get into it with Don. It's not fair. But listen, some of this stuff at the ball games is out of control. It is. I mean, the NBA is almost unwatchable at the game sometimes because the fake crowd noise. I hate the piped in defense. Come on. Let the fans have their say. But no, they pipe it in. And then the music, as the ball comes out of the backcourt, I don't need to see Steph Curry or Tatum, who's bringing the ball up, or Doncic, you know, 6'10 or whatever he is, point guard, bringing the ball up to music that makes your head hurt. It's a delicate balance. People go to see the game. I would say the preponderance of that crowd, the majority of that crowd wants to see the game. They can go too far. Lambeau Leap, okay. Fenway, Sweet Caroline, it gets a little old. New York after a Yankee game. Yeah, if I'm in Yankee Stadium and the Red Sox are playing and they lose and I hear New York, New York, I want to vomit. If the Red Sox win, I say play it louder. Harry Carey, I mean, for years, weren't they like taking almost a cardboard cutout, putting him in the press box and then, you know, getting a one and a two and a three and they take me out to the ball game? I don't know. I think they can go too far. Some of the PA announcers I could do without, screaming and yelling. I was nice to the guy in Boston, but when he yells out the elongated, full-throttle, deep in his lungs, and the boisterous three, you know, we know it's a three. Okay. We know it's a three. We could see the official holds up like the touchdown sign. We could see that it's a three, but that's what they do. And they think people buy tickets to come in and hear them. And they don't. I don't. You don't. None of us do. Now, does that mean you can't have entertainment and game preparation and, you know, the dogs, and then you have, you know, all sorts of stuff. You see some incredible halftime shows. You know, do I have a problem with the dancers and the cheerleaders? No, not really. I mean, you know, for me, it's a chance to run out and do your business in the men's room and hustle back or whatever. But anyways, let's get into the football, huh? Can we? I guess where I want to start, speaking of New York, they're 0-4. How about New York? Winless, 0-4. And the Giants, listen, they deserved a better fate. But you know what? You reap what you sow. Malik Nabers is a big-time talent. Russell Wilson played great. Now, listen, he was doing it against a beat-up Dallas secondary, so let's not get crazy. But the Giants looked like they had found a way to go on the road and get that much-needed first win of the year, because that's a team with a schedule that is going to be – I mean, look it. They draw Kansas City on Sunday night, NBC. Don't look now. Kansas City's 0-2. You think Mahomes, Kelsey, and company aren't going to be jacked up for that game at MetLife on Sunday night? You know they will. So you can almost – put it in ink right now, Giants will be 0-3. Without a doubt. The Jets, on the other hand, looks like Fields is going to go, you know, day by day. Aaron Glenn, the coach there, I mean, they just laid an egg. Buffalo came in, and it was just abysmal. I mean, you look at the stat sheet, and it's just god-awful. It's god-awful. Fields, 8 for 11, 27 yards before he got hurt. Tyrod Taylor, 7 of 11 for 56 yards. Fields did run for 49. Breece Hall for 29. Tyrod Taylor for 21. Receiving-wise, Garrett Wilson, 4 catches, 50 yards. They were never in this game. They were never in this game. 30-10 the final. It was 20-3 at the half, 23-3 through 3, 30-10 the final there. And, you know, the Bills just, I mean, they cooked them. And they got their kicking game straightened out. Prater, good from 28, good from 52, good from 33. And, you know, the touchdown, by the way, Taylor, to Ruckert was garbage time. I mean, it was 3 and change left, and it was just garbage time. So, 0-4, Giants will face Kansas City Sunday night, and the Jets, probably with Tyrod Taylor at quarterback, will venture to Tampa. We're looking at 0-6. It is going to be a disastrous year in the tri-state region. New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut. Thursday night, of course, we had the Commanders. We get the Sunday action. You know, we've got a lot of quarterbacks down. I've already referenced, you know, Purdy. Probably 4 to 6 weeks, maybe, who knows. Burrow, probably the season. If anything, we're looking at a playoff return, but that's iffy. Jake Browning in the meantime. Purdy, by the way, Mac Jones. They found a way to win, you know, 26-21 over New Orleans. I mean, it's just, you know, and they don't have Kittle. They're banged up. They can't get healthy quick enough. But the Niners have a schedule. I looked at it last night, where they might lose a game that they shouldn't, but their schedule is not that difficult. But the point I wanted to make, breaking down the next game real quick, was Stafford. I mean, Stafford got an injection before that game. The Rams look great, 33-19 over Tennessee. Not only is Stafford long in the tooth, 16-17-year veteran, but he plays with a lot of heart. He really does. 2 touchdown passes, home opener for the Titans. Cam Ward, he is a work in progress. Tennessee did have the lead at the half, 13-10, but we're down 4. Let me see. Got outscored 10-3 in the third and 13-3 in the fourth, final 33-19. So great job out of the Rams. By the way, the West of the NFC if I'm not mistaken, we got 2-2-0s, or maybe 3-2-0s and a 1-1. You don't have a losing record in that division. But granted, it's only 2 weeks in. Told you about Buffalo. All right, Bears. Same old, same old. It's the same old Bears. It's kind of like where great college quarterbacks go to just literally not die, but you go there and it's just misery. It just is. It's just 52-21. I mean, it was and they have their secondary just got torched. Absolutely torched. You go to the stat sheet, all you see is Caleb Williams, 19 of 30, 207 yards. He did throw for 2 touchdowns. They're just a bad football team. They are just a bad football team. Are they going to win? They're going to win 5 or 6 games. That's what it looks like right now. And we'll get into next week's schedule here in the next segment. Let's roll through that. I mean, there's not much else to say. We already told you about Dallas, 40-37 over the Giants. Giants deserved to win that game. They played. I thought they outplayed the Cowboys, but you know what? The Cowboys, they got it done when they had to. Ravens, you know, the Browns are another team. Difficult schedule. Coach on the hot seat. They're going to be playing before a lot of fans disguised as empty seats. It's not going to take long. That game was in Baltimore. We'll look ahead at the Browns. Told you, Niners 26-21 over the Saints. I guess this one kind of, you know, with the Patriots winning 30-27, listen, they needed the win. Drake May was impressive. Stevenson's excellent. You know, they're hoping that Trayvon Henderson's going to give them a little more moxie in that backfield, balance out that offense. The Patriots had not won in a long time down in Miami, and they lost some crazy, crazy games down there. So a big win. All right, we'll do Jags, Bengals, Panthers, Cardinals, Broncos, Colts, Eagles, Chiefs, Falcons, Vikings when we come back. And look ahead to week 3 and a little snippet of college as well. Coming back on Sports Overnight America.
Every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it. Because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion. Their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
I've got a question for you. Do you want a lower car payment just by making a phone call? You know, most people buy a car and they pay whatever the car dealer says their interest rate is, and they forget about it and make payments. But did you know there is a secret in your contract that allows another company to refinance any car payment to try and lower it? It's true. There is indeed a company out there that knows the ins and, more importantly, the outs on car loans, and they know how to lower your current car payments. It's easy and fast, and you could have a lower car payment next month. Make this free call right now and find out if you could lower your existing car payment. Call the Car Savings Hotline right now. The call is free.
Call now. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. 800-605-1680. That's 800-605-1680.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Soccer season rolls on here on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. This is Tyler Levine, host of First Touch, the premier weekly global soccer show across the entire Sports Byline Broadcast, iHeartRadio, TuneIn, Simple Radio, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. We're talking English Premier League, Champions League, our picks of the week, and a whole lot more. First Touch on Sports Byline USA Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern. See you there.
On a Monday into a Tuesday, Sports Overnight America. Marty Trill along the way. Can you score a touchdown in the National Football League or even in college football without the clock running? Yes, you can. Seattle-Pittsburgh. And it's really weird how this was entered into the box score. I don't know if it was an error or what, but I'm going to just lay it out there. And if I'm stupid, you can call me stupid. But so 12:46 to go in, I'll say regulation, because at that point it was a tight game. Myers kicks off from the Seattle 35 to the Pittsburgh end zone. Pittsburgh muffs the catch. Fumble recovered by Holani at Pittsburgh end zone, touchdown. Myers' extra point is good. The way this is written, they credit Pittsburgh with the touchdown. Why don't they put just Holani fumble recovery in the end zone, touchdown? It's got to be a mistake. It just has to. Unless it's some kind of technicality. But anyways, that I kind of glossed over that game. But look at that. That one was good, and I'll give Brock Hines a lot of credit. He touted that game. He said Pittsburgh is going to bounce off that rollicking performance at MetLife against the lowly Jets and Rodgers. They had a little bit of letdown in Seattle. And Darnold, he's playing well. I mean, you can say what you want about Sam Darnold. He's playing exceedingly well. All right. We told you about the Pats breaking the Miami hex. Miami's a mess. Tua, you had the Tyreek Hill stuff. Who knows if they're going to trade him, but but that game went a little back and forth for a while, but then the Patriots imposed their will late and got it 33-27. Jaguars let one get away. Browning, give him credit. Burrow goes down. Browning comes off the bench. The former Washington Husky, he played well. I mean, give him credit. 31-27 over Jacksonville. Not much to say about Cardinals-Panthers. I didn't even look at the highlights of this one. The one that got everybody's attention late in the early games is the Colts. I mean, Daniel Jones in week one, and Dom was right. He put up unbelievable numbers. He was the storyline of the quarterbacks in week one. You could talk about Aaron Rodgers and the four touchdown passes, which is not exactly chopped beef. But I'll tell you right now, Daniel Jones is really one of the stories. And Jonathan Taylor, I mean, what are we talking about here? 165 yards? Or was it 146? Because I tuned away from that. Taylor, yeah, 165. 26 carries, 165. He had a long of 68. So there you go. But Daniel Jones, second week in a row, outstanding numbers. 23 of 34, 316. And they're playing out of their minds right now. So we'll look ahead to week three in a moment. Eagles, Chiefs. I mean, first of all, you know, there's overreactions week one, and when a team that's in the Super Bowl, granted they got waxed 40-22 by the very same Eagles, when the Chiefs get off to an 0-2 start, you know, those people in Kansas City losing their minds. Well, guess what? They're going to get there's nothing better than what the doctor orders is the Giants. I mean, I'm not saying the Giants are a bad football team, but they're certainly not a good football team. They're going to evolve eventually. I don't know that Brian Daboll will be around to see the fruits of his labor, because I don't think he's a bad coach. But at the same time, you know, the Mara family are, yes, they're good football people. They're good philanthropic people, but they're also business people, and they don't want to see empty seats. And right now there's a malaise in the Meadowlands like we have not seen. Well, we have seen it, but not into recent history. So, interesting to see how that ultimately shakes out with the Chiefs. But they'll get a win. I'll look at their further schedule down the road. And last night was a field goal fest. I mean, there's one touchdown in that game, and then it was just, it was painful to watch. J.J. McCarthy goes out. We'll see Carson Wentz. It was a very, very hard game to watch. I mean, just field goal after field goal. Not a lot of action. But McCarthy, who sat out last year with the knee, and now he's got another injury, and we're looking at you know, probably 2 weeks, maybe 2 to 4 is what I saw, so we'll split the difference and say 3, but not good for the Vikings, who are off to a sluggish start as well. And then obviously tonight we get the double dip, Buccaneers, Texans. That won't be easy for either team, but I think the Texans should get it done. And then you got the Chargers and the Raiders tonight in Vegas. Looking ahead to week 3, I mean, immediately my attention goes right to the top of the week 3 menu, and that's Indianapolis on the road at Tennessee. You know, the Titans, obviously a divisional game. They'll come out. They're looking to get off the schneid here. But right now, I mean, even in football, you get these teams and you get a quarterback that's just seeing receivers and getting the ball to them. You got a running attack to keep defenses honest. The Colts are right now one of the better stories, if not the best story right now in the NFL. How about this one? I mean, you got Cincinnati Browning against Wentz. This was going to be Burrow against upstart J.J. McCarthy in Minnesota at U.S. Bank. That'll be a noon central kick on CBS, but the battle of the backups, Cincinnati and Minnesota. Pittsburgh goes to New England. Aaron Rodgers, not a stranger to Foxborough, not a stranger to the vociferous fans in New England. Pittsburgh coming off the loss in Seattle, or to Seattle at home, and now they venture to New England, again, a noon kick, and that'll be put up on CBS as well. Rams in Philadelphia. Look, folks, this is I understand this was a playoff game not too long ago. I have this game circled. This could be interesting. Let's see what Stafford could do. You know, a lot of people feel like he's being held together with barbed wire and, you know, just taped together. You know, getting that painkiller before the game. He's dealing with the back. Long in the tooth, but you know what? He's still got a lot of – he's a gutty quarterback. He really is. The Jets, I don't think, even though it'll be a short week for Tampa, and I got more of a thought on this because I've heard some of the New York media talk about this. You know, Aaron Glenn's coaching style, you know, he's got credibility with the players having played, but he's an in-your-face coach. And I don't know. I think you have to earn that. You know, the Belichick, the Parcells, the Shulas – you know, Landry was always very quiet, but, you know, you've had coaches over the years that were in your face, very tough, but they had something behind it. Aaron Glenn, yes, he played, and he does have some credibility at that level, but I don't know if that's going to be the answer with the Jets. I think if he goes that route, I think he's going to have a lot of eyes rolling behind his back, and he could lose that team really, really quick. Vegas and Washington, there you got Geno, who will come off of tonight's performance. Again, a short week. They go to Washington, and Jaden Daniels is very unlikely to go, but he is listed day-to-day. We'll see. Atlanta, Carolina, I would take a pass on that. Houston at Jacksonville, better than you think. I thought Jacksonville, I was really looking forward to seeing this and have them finish the job yesterday. If Jacksonville hold serve and beat Cincinnati with or without Burrow, that is a big, big spot for the Jags, and it got away. But they're coming home. Here comes Houston, again, on a short week with the double dip of Monday Night Football tonight. Denver at the Chargers, so we get a AFC Western Division collision. New Orleans, Seattle. Dallas, Chicago, probably better than you think because Dallas is reeling, found a way to win, and Chicago's trying to find themselves. That'll be a 3:25 Central game on Fox. Arizona at San Francisco, divisional game. I just think the Niners have enough depth. We'll see. I mean, the jury is still going to be out for a while with the Niners once they're healthy. But the schedule, the toughest part of their schedule is in their division. There's a good chance they'll beat themselves up. And then Kansas City at New York, we talk about that. That aforementioned NBC Sunday night telecast, 8:20 East, 7:20 from 7:20 Central Time from MetLife in the Meadowlands. And then Monday night, you can't script it any better. Detroit and Baltimore. I mean, that was going to be a Super Bowl matchup, right? We thought about it. So that's the Monday night game 1 week from right now, the Lions at Baltimore Ravens, and it'll be very, very interesting to see. That's the National Football League. You can look at the schedule each week. You can find the five-star games, the four-star games, and you can find the games that you wouldn't go near if they gave you free tickets. But it is football. It's the National Football League. Couple thoughts. Tennessee, Georgia, Mike Griffith with us tomorrow. He was in Neyland Stadium in Knoxville on Saturday. Look at when they – I mean, this just blows your mind. Tennessee can win the game. They've got a 36-yard, maybe a 37-yard field goal. You get a false start. It's not the 5 yards. It was not the 5 yards. It was what it did to the kicker. It got him out of his routine. They had to step back. There's enough pressure. There was enough pressure in that scenario. I said to myself, this kick is going to be very difficult. This is going to be a very tricky spot. Sure enough, he didn't even come close. Missed it wide right, and wouldn't you know, they get the ball first in overtime. They march the ball maybe 4 or 5 yards, maybe 10. Not a first down. Three quick downs, so they gain 6, 7 yards. He comes on, nails it. 42-yard field goal right down Main Street, right down Broadway. Split the uprights. What's the problem with that? Field goals don't win games in overtime. They just don't. And you could see Georgia licking their chops. 3 plays later, boom, end zone, 6 points. Good night, drive safe. And the Tennessee Vol fans, Rocky Toppers, were just sitting there, and they were just shell-shocked. It wasn't the 5-yard step-off. I'm telling you, it was the fact that the damn guy, the offensive tackle on the left side, could not sit still. Just sit still and block the guy in front of you. You need not to do nothing other than not move. Do not false start in that scenario. What does he do? False start, breaks the mojo. The kicker then has to go back through his routine. And I'm telling you, it's a distraction. Kickers are weird. Now, I'm not saying all kickers miss in that scenario, but a young kicker, I think the kid's a sophomore. And, you know, he's a Memphis kid, and, you know, he's playing in a high-pressure spot. He knows who it is. He knows that they've lost 8 in a row to Georgia. He's not stupid. He heard about it all week. He read it. These kids listen to podcasts. They listen to talk radio. They know. And so what does he do? He goes out there. It's pressure enough. Routine gets broken up. Boom. Game over. Felt bad for the kid. Felt bad. And Kirby Smart said it. Georgia did not deserve to win that game. But I'll tell you right now, Gunnar Stockton came of age. Third and 12, third and 13, whatever, third and 14, and then you convert the first down and you go down and you get the game-tying touchdown. Oh, my God. I mean, Gunnar Stockton earned his keep. He earned his stripes Saturday before 109,000. He earned it. And his numbers were... His numbers were okay, but you know what he did? He delivered great passes in very tricky spots. And Kirby said it. He said it. That's what a quarterback needs to do in a situation like that. He will move forward off that. He will move forward. And, you know, Georgia now, I mean, they're in the driver's seat. And that game was headed to the loss column. And by the way, the state of Georgia, or the city of Atlanta, if you want to put Rome, Georgia in the metro, or Athens, Georgia, rather, in the metro of Atlanta, or at least, you know, Georgia, the Bulldogs, or the team. How about Georgia Tech? How about Georgia Tech? And Haynes King, the quarterback there. Unbelievable. Welcome back. 2-Minute Drill. Take you right up until the top of the hour here on Sports Overnight America. I'm Marty Terrell. Keep it here.
Thank you. Imagine combining the exciting investment opportunity of cryptocurrencies with the power of artificial intelligence to maximize your IRA, 401k, or other investment funds. Listen, if you're looking for ways to accelerate your retirement growth, Block Trust IRA has market-leading strategies and solutions for all levels of investors, from $1,000 to millions. And they partner with Bitcoin Magazine's number one crypto trading fund in the world to maximize your returns. Plus, their team of IRA specialists is here to help you roll over your IRA or qualified retirement account to the new world of cryptocurrency investments. So make this free call right now to set up your account and learn more.
800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. 800-475-6824. That's 800-475-6824.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who'll offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
I'm holding in my hand the American Silver Eagle Dollar. It's a beautiful piece of American history, and it's 1 ounce of silver. Originally minted in 1986, these coins are a beautiful classic piece of American history, and they're a great investment you should add to your portfolio. The beauty of silver is that however much you have available to invest, silver is affordable and easy to acquire, with one coin costing around $30. So, if you choose to invest a few thousand in silver, you can get quite a bit for your money. And you'll have a tangible asset that you can hold, one you can be proud to own. Claim your piece of American history with American Silver Eagle Dollars. Call the Silver Hotline right now.
800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. 800-620-1624. That's 800-620-1624.
All right, talking the world of sports. You know, we all spend so much time with what? Our significant others? Yes. Our kids? Hopefully. Our employers? Check. You know where people spend most of their time? With their phone. So hence, I bring to your attention iOS 26 released by Apple today. It took forever to either download or upload this thing. What did they build? They sucked me in big time. I mean, it's no cost. I mean, so you got the iOS 26, which will include liquid glass. So in other words, it looks like there's water trapped under your phone. And when you touch up an app, or a calendar, or the settings, or anything, it's really cool. It refracts and reflects content in real time. I'm reading from notes here. Adaptive time on lock screen fluidly resizes to the available space on your lock screen. Spatial scenes let you add a new 3D effect to your photo wallpaper. So I'll be playing with this. App icons get a fresh new look with liquid glass, and there are more ways to customize them with updated lighter dark appearances, new color tinted icons, and a new clear look, which is true. And they go on and on and on. To me, it took like 25, 30 minutes to upload the damn thing. It took forever. But it is pretty cool. I'll give them credit. It's pretty cool. But you know what also is out as of Friday? Get your iPhone 17. I'll take a pass on that. All right. Thank you once again to Dominic Jimenez. Outstanding job as always, producing and contributing. Also, Don Costanti, Beyond the Scoreboard, the ultimate guide to sports event presentation. He did a nice job. All right. Enjoy your sports talk. Rest of the hour after the top of the hour update and a whole lot more. I'm Marty Terrell. We'll catch you tomorrow on a Tuesday into a Wednesday on Sports Overnight America. Adios.